You're listening to SBS News.
NAB CEO Andrew Thorburn will leave his post at the end of February. It comes just days after the Banking Royal Commission's final report, which made particular criticism of NAB, was made public. The inquiry delivered a verdict of a greed-driven industry, making 76 recommendations to better protect consumers and improve regulation. It also referred 24 cases of potentially criminal activity to the responsible regulators for further investigation. Mr. Thorburn says he's sorry for what happened, telling reporters he accepts responsibility for the mistakes made under his care.
It's clear we need to get better and that we've fallen short, and I'm disappointed about that, I'm sorry for that, and I'm accountable for that. You know, it's been an extraordinarily challenging and difficult few days. I feel I've made a difference in this bank. I'm proud of what I've done. It's not been perfect. There's always going to be some mistakes made, and I accept the ones that have been made on my watch.
Chairman Ken Henry will leave the bank once a new CEO is found. He says leaving now gives NAB the opportunity to hit the reset button.
I've had to reflect in recent times on our inability as a company to meet community expectations and customer expectations. Andrew and I are deeply sorry for our inability to do that. I'm sad to be leaving NAB in these circumstances, but it is absolutely the right thing to do.
Dr. Henry says NAB will go on a global search for a new CEO, one that can deliver what he calls the culture NAB aspires to. He also says his resignation will leave the NAB board stronger.
In the present circumstances, what NAB needs is a CEO who can deliver the right culture for this business and the culture that we aspire to. But I'm determined that this board is improved, not diminished, by the events of today.
In the meantime, Phil Chronican, a current NAB director, has been appointed acting CEO. He says NAB is committed to changing.
Obviously, it's been an extraordinarily difficult week for everyone involved, and all I can say is that while these issues have weighed heavily on us, we've got a big agenda ahead of us. We've got a template for reform of the industry in the Royal Commission and its 76 recommendations, and we have a template for improvement in our own performance.
NAB has consistently underperformed compared to the other major banks, having never recaptured its pre-financial crisis share price highs. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.